Northwest military bases, universities, national labs, and parks await guidance for how to implement automatic federal budget cuts. The so-called sequester is scheduled to take effect at the end of this week. Not much else is certain beyond that, including who in the region could feel the pain immediately, if anyone. Correspondent Tom Bonzi reports.
The commander of U.S. military forces in the Pacific says every scenario he's contemplated for the automatic spending cuts hurts readiness. Admiral Samuel Locklear spoke to me after touring Joint Base Lewis-McChord near Tacoma on Friday. Locklear says one of the most visible impacts will be furloughs of civilian defense workers, which could start in April.
You take a 20% cut in pay automatically, you come to work, 20% less. And this filters through everything from our maintenance, our flight line capabilities, our shipbuilding industry, all those things that are important to people here in the Puget Sound are going to be decremented because of this, and there's going to be an impact.
Locklear says he hopes the impact is only near-term, and as he puts it, we'll get through this. Other big recipients of federal funding in the region include our research universities and public health departments. Washington's Department of Health has calculated that it will have thousands fewer vaccinations to hand out to underinsured children, to give one example. I'm Tom Bonzi in Olympia.